We're in Simon Reish Pei Hei, which is discussing the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. And this means that it's necessary, it's a mitzvah, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that a person should review the Parsha, read it twice, as well as a Targum, a translation. And we said last time that Rashi would constitute as a Targum. Sif Gimel tells us that when do we begin this? Miyom Rishon Ve'elech Chashuv Im HaTzibor. That starting on Sunday, I guess officially Saturday night, that's how it sounds, that's when you could already start reading and fulfilling this mitzvah of Shnai Mikra Becha Targum. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that Kivan Shemaschilin B'minchasa D'Shavta Likros Parsha Shavua Haba. The truth is that we start reading already about the upcoming Torah reading already on the previous Shabbos by Mincha, therefore Nechshav Shuv Hakori Kikori Matzibor. Therefore, since it's already being read by in public, in the community, Tzibor, therefore, if you would begin reading already that Shabbos by afternoon, that's already constitutes Imat Tzibor, so you don't actually have to start on Sunday or Saturday night. Imkein, Masha Kasa Machamber, Miyom Rishon Ve'elech Lav Dafku. It's not exact. Now, exactly when does this is the best time that this should be done. So it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos various opinions. It says, the Mizman HaKriya L'chadchila Yashlim B'Erev Shabbos. It says that preferably a person should finish this on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos begins. You should have already reviewed the reading twice, as well as the Targum. Yesho Rem Shesh Likros Shnei Mikra Becha Targum with Nechatzos Hayom. Some say it should be done before midday. Yesho Rem L'Achar Chatzos. Some say after midday. And he says, V'imlo karo b'erev Shabbos, yesh l'ashlima b'shabbos koda machila. Says, this is really the next sif, which we'll talk about next time, says that if a person does not finish reading the Shnai Mikra Becha Targum by the onset of Shabbos, then you have the right to be able to do so on Shabbos, you should, and you shouldn't even do it before you begin your meal. V'kamokam mutter l'kadosh l'echol l'chila sarai l'fnei Kriyas Shnai Mikra Becha Targum. A person could still eat a small meal, something, a snack, if you will, make kiddush before. He also says that Isha Einu Chayeves B'Kriyas Shnai Mikra Becha Targum. He says, according to the words of the Shas and Shuvos Mishnah Halachos, says that women are not obligated in this halacha. And he says, Im Hichser Shvua Echad Malikra Shnai Mikra Targum. Let's say a person just missed a week. So what do you do? So Yashem Yeshua Haba, that's the Parsha Shehichzer. So the next week, you should review that week that you missed. The Yachachach Yechor as Parsha Shavua, then you should read the one in which everyone else is reading for that particular week. And just one last sentence in the Mishnah Berurah, we'll stop with that. He brings down the words of the Gra. He says, Shehaya Noheg Tekev Achar HaTfilah. B'chol Yom, that what the Vilna Gaon would do is every day after he would finish, presumably every shachris, likros mixas mehasinra shnai mikra becha targum mesayim erev Shabbos. It's almost like he would actually study one aliyah each day. So there's seven aliyahs. So what some people do is they'll actually just read and learn the first aliyah on Sunday, and they would continue to do so until finally on erev Shabbos, which of course would be the sixth day, you would do all the way up until Shishi as well as Shvi completing the Parsha.